This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's foreign ministry on Sunday condemned a decision by the United States to add Russians seeking U.S. visas to a list of so-called homeless nationals who can apply for visas in third countries. The move allowed Russians to apply for U.S. visas in Warsaw instead of their home country after the American embassy stopped processing most visa applications in May due to Moscow's ban on employing embassy staff in Russia. The U.S. State Department lists as homeless applicants from countries in which the United States has no consular representation or where consular staff cannot issue visas due to the political or security situation. Russia became the 10th nation on the list after Cuba, Eritrea, Iran, Libya, Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. The U.S. and Russia are in a dispute over the number of diplomats they can post to each other's capitals, and the two sides failed to make progress at talks this month. An Israeli government ministry said Sunday Israel plans to build more residences for Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank, adding to those announced in August by the new ruling coalition. It says 1,355 homes adds to more than 2,000 residents, which defense sources said in August would be authorized for settlers in the West Bank. Final approval is expected from the defense ministry this week for those homes. About 475,000 Israeli Jews live in settlements in the West Bank, which are considered illegal under international law, on land Palestinians claim as part of their future state. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA.